getting closer? How do you feel your teammates, the whole mood of the team?
Yeah, we still got, 48 hours to go. So I think everyone's still kind of in preparation mode. But, just got to try to bring everything together at this point. There's a lot to prepare for. They have a good defense. And they do a lot of, things that challenge you schematically. So it's going to be a tough fight.
When you get ready for a big game, does it ever strike you that you've had great weeks of practice and it hasn't worked during the game, or the opposite?
We've had bad weeks of practice and won. We've had good weeks of practice and lost. So it's just you'd always love to practice great. You'd always love to play great. But, it's sports, so it doesn't always happen that way.
Hey, Tom, when you look at the game film of the last time you guys played them, do you look at it differently because you didn't play in the game?
How so?
Well, there are plays run differently because you're not there and Jacoby there.
I think, like every week our coaches put together a plan that, they thought would be best for that particular week. And, we kind of did the same thing this week. So there's a lot more film to study. And, being that it was the end of the season. So, we studied all those games and just trying to put together, enough good things schematically to, put us in a good position when we get out there to go out and execute them. So ultimately, we as players have to go out and do the right thing and execute well. That's what it comes down to.
Tom, I asked Bill this before, or earlier this morning. Have you ever been in a position in your years where you've seen that the playoffs will cause a player who can play free and easy to become a little bit more timid, maybe to play more not to lose than to win, that the moment becomes a little bit bigger?
I'm not sure. I just think, there's sometimes you play well, there's sometimes you don't play well. You hope it's not in these particular weeks. There's a lot of focus and attention and, you're putting a lot of concentration into each play because, you're not promised next week. So we have to go earn that. And, our guys have been focused on that. Coach talked a lot about that. And it's going to be a big test for offense.
Tom, you as a leader talk to a player that you might see that and say, hey, calm down, just play your normal game.
I think our coaches do a pretty good job of, talking to the mood of the team and so forth. We're going to go out there and try to play with anticipation and confidence like we do every week. But it's all important. There's a heightened sense of urgency, and we're going to go out and try to do the best we can.
Tom, at this point of the year, obviously playoffs are paramount, but do you ever, even at this point in your career, everything you've achieved, do you listen to the MVP conversations? After the year you've had and your people talking about Aaron, do you ever allow yourself to kind of think about that kind of debate?
I think it's, for us it's about, what this team can accomplish, and certainly not. Those are very nice things to have is, to win a certain award. But, I think for me, the most important thing has always been what our team can achieve, and our goals are still ahead of us. So that's where my attention has been focused.
A couple final questions.
And in terms of the team, the depth of your offense, the receivers that you've been able to connect with this season, where do you see the preparation with them going into the game against the Texans?
Well, there's been, some good, some bad, and I think it's, I think we're going to have to play well for 60 minutes. I think that's, what it comes down to for this game. It's, there's going to be plays that we don't make. There's going to be plays that we make. And I think we just have to stay, stay consistent for, the entire game. So there's been some ups this year. There's been some downs. You'd like to be, every play perfect. That's not the way it always goes. But, we're going to go out there and try to do our best.
Tom, what you've told us in the past, you have a pretty meticulous routine throughout the week. Is it consistent in the postseason, or do you change when you're getting to the stadium, how much film you're watching from the regular season?
I'm pretty consistent, I think, with the preparation. I try to, watch as much as I can and film-wise and try to get mentally and emotionally right and get our physically get the work in at practice. It's a lot to prepare for, mentally, physically, emotionally. You're always trying to find, the right balance. But, I feel like I'm in a good place. So, thank you, guys.